So why do you think the rich should pay more in taxes? Why did you buy the latest iPhone? Why did you pick your current partner? And why did so many people vote for Donald Trump? What were the reasons? Why did I do it? So we ask this kind of question all the time, and we expect to get an answer. And when being asked, we expect ourselves to know the answer, to simply tell why we did as we did. But do we really know why? So when you say that you prefer George Clooney to Tom Hanks due to his concern for the environment, is that really true? So you can be perfectly sincere and genuinely believe that this is the reason to drive your choice, but to me, it may still feel like something is missing. As it stands, due to the nature of subjectivity, it is actually very hard to ever prove that people are wrong about themselves. So I am an experimental psychologist, and this is the problem we've been trying to solve in our lab. So we wanted to create an experiment that would allow us to challenge what people say about themselves, regardless of how certain they may seem. But tricking people about our own mind is hard. So we turned to the professionals, the magicians. So they're experts at creating the illusion of a free choice. So when they say, pick a card, any card, the only thing you know is that your choice is no longer free. So we had a few fantastic brainstorming sessions with a group of Swedish magicians, and helped us create a method in which we would be able to manipulate the outcome of people's choices. This way we would know when people are wrong about themselves, even if they don't know this themselves. So I'll now show you a short movie just showing this manipulation. So it's quite simple. So the participants make a choice, but I end up giving them the opposite. And then we want to see how do they react and what do they say. So it's quite simple, but see if you can spot the magic going on. And this was shot with real participants, so they don't know what's going on.